Father, we bless your name this morning. We give honor and praise to the King of heaven, to the King of kings and the Lord of lords this morning. We glorify your name. We say, hallowed be your name this morning. How great, O Lord, thou art. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. How great are your mercies, Lord, to the children of men. Hallelujah. The Lord liveth. The Lord reigneth. Let the people rejoice. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Hallelujah. Let it rise among us. The glory of God. Receive the glory, Lord, this morning. As always, the entrance of your word brings rejoicing. Oh, he said, I rejoice that thy word has won that found great spoiler. Hallelujah. Lord, let thy people rejoice and let thy people praise you this morning. We give you all the praise, and let that light that comes from your life, from your word, let it enter into our lives this morning as we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. And the church said,
yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That message this morning, to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes, so all those songs will fit right in. To God be the glory. Can everybody say that with me?
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. And I'm going to start this morning at 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and I will start at verse 10. Now that's 1 Chronicles. Now David, if you want to know how to praise the Lord, you look to the example that David gave in that Bible, because he knew how to praise the Lord. And the Bible said that the Lord said, I'm going to choose this man's throne to set upon, because David's going to make sure that when you are around that throne, you are going to be praising the Lord. That's why the Lord chose David among everybody else, because he knows how to get that praise going. And we're going to find out how to give the glory to the Lord this morning. Now, let's give all the glory to God this morning in this message. Now, 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 10. Now, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And that's what I'm going to be doing here this morning. Amen. I'm going to bless the Lord before the congregation. Amen. Now, if you hear something that makes you rejoice in your soul, you are free to shout. I say, we're going to bless the Lord in the congregation this morning.
Amen.
Oh, yes. And the Bible says, and David, he said, blessed be thou, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Amen. That's a good way to start a prayer. You know, you put the praise of the Lord right out there. And you tell him that he is your Father. You claim that sonship, amen. Praise God. And you lift up his name. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heaven. Oh yes, sir. And in the ark, and if I may add, anywhere else too, is thine, O Lord. And thou art exalted as head above all, and there is no one like you. Hallelujah. I'm putting in my own psalm in there. Amen. I'm dropping my own words in there. I'm just dropping it in there. The spirit of praise, when it gets upon you, you drop in your own praise when you're reading the psalms. Amen. Oh yes, hallelujah. And he said, both riches, oh my, and honor come from thee, O Lord, and thou reignest over all. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to be talking about that in a minute. And in thy hand is power. Now, don't you ever forget it. In the hand of the Lord is power and might. And in thy hand, O Lord, it is to make great. Hallelujah. And to give strength unto all. It is also in his hand to look to everyone that is proud and is arrogant and to bring them down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the one that doeth all these things. He gives grace to the humble, but he receives the proud. And his hand is all the power. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now therefore, O God, our God, we thank thee and we praise your glorious name.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful, people?
Yes.
Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Hallelujah. Oh my. That's a great place to start this message this morning. Oh my. Giving all the glory to God. Be the glory. Hallelujah. You know the Lord, everything in the heavens even the thunders, when you hear the thunders or when you see the lightning, you know, flashing through there, it's all the Lord. Praise God. One day when I was praising the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, He spoke in praise through me. He said, when you hear the thunders roll, it is God in the heavens going for a stroll. And when you see the lightnings flashing, He said, it is His word through the heavens slashing. Oh my. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh yeah, when you hear the thunders roll next time, know that that's God going for a stroll. That's how great He is. Praise God. Even the blast of His nostrils can remove this whole world if He chooses to. Amen. He is so great. So we're going to give Him glory and praise this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel good in my soul already. Amen. Don't you feel like praising the Lord? Amen. Come on, somebody, shout the victory in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, let's give the Lord some glory and the praise that's due to His name this morning. Psalm 29. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 3 of Psalm 29. Let's give the Lord the praise and the glory that is due to His name this morning, even as the psalmist directs us to do in Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord the glory and strength. Well, if you thought you achieved anything through your might or strength, oh, think again. The power is in the hand of the Lord. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, do we have any worshipers in the house this morning? Do you have anybody in the house that can shout the praise of the Lord here this morning? Now, I want somebody that's in the house that the Lord done for you something that nobody else could have done. I want you to shout His praise here this morning. Hallelujah. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Oh yeah, let's give a glory to the Lord. Let's, worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Let's ascribe greatness to our God in here this morning. Oh my. Ascribe ye, the Bible says, greatness. Publish His name. Ascribe His doings among the people. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. And I'm going to be all excited. You're going to have to hold me down. Because I'm going to be all excited. You know, anytime you're talking about the praise of the Lord, I'm all excited. Amen. Oh my. Because He said, my glory rejoiced even in the glory of the Lord. Oh my. Because I would have no glory except for His mercy. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's give Him the praise that is due unto His name this morning. Let's ascribe greatness to our God. Now I'm going to take some of the Psalms this morning because nobody knows how to do it better than that David boy. He knew how to praise the name of the Lord. And he knew how to get something out of God too through those praises. So let's do this. Psalm 68 and verse 34. He says, ascribe ye strength unto God. And if I may add this, ascribe ye glory unto God this morning. Oh yes, His excellency is over GMI church. Well, David likes to say Israel, amen. Praise God. You can put anything in there you want. You can put your family in there if you want. You can put your name in there. But, this is a special day. And so, His excellency is over GMI church. And His strength is in the clouds. How many of you say praise the name of the Lord? Oh yes, the Lord is good. And somebody say that with me. And His mercy endureth forever. In fact, that's one of the greatest ways to bless the name of the Lord is for the people of God to just say, the Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever. Let's say it again. I like the sound of that. The Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever. Amen. So we're giving God all the glory this morning. To God be the glory. Let's read Psalm 96. And I'm going to read a few verses out of Psalm 96. I chose some of these psalms this morning. You know, just a few of them. There's so many in this Bible. But just a few of them this morning to help us to give God all the glory. To God be the glory. Psalm 96. And let me read that verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song in the house this morning. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day unto day. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, and I love verse 3. He said, declare His glory even among the unbelievers. Not only in the church, even at your place of work, among the unbelievers, among the heathen. Tell of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can somebody say praise the name of the Lord? And tell of his wonders among his people. For the Lord is great and is greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Well, those other so-called gods, they are nothing but the rebellion of people's minds against the one true God. Amen? You know, the Bible says there be many that are called gods and things like that, but unto us, there is but one God. Hallelujah. And he is the one that we give the glory and the honor and the praise unto this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Verse 7 says, give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Amen. And that's what we are going to be doing this morning. Bring an offering and come into his courts and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness and fear before him all the earth. Now Psalm 98. Turn to Psalm 98. Let me just read a few of these verses. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. How many of you believe that in this morning? Amen. You believe that in here this morning? Shout of victory. Yes. He said, give unto the Lord the praise. You know, shout unto him a new song. He said, because his right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly showed, even in the sight of the unbelievers and the heathen. Oh yes. Oh now, listen to this. He has remembered his mercy. Oh my. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward GMI Church. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh yes, you know, I know all about that. And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Now, I don't hear any loud noises in here this morning, you know. I don't hear a loud noise in here this morning. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. All the earth. He said, make a loud noise. Not a civilized noise. Make a loud noise. Hallelujah. And rejoice. Hallelujah. And sing praise. I want everybody to say, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. That's how you do it. That's what I'm talking about. You make a loud noise. You sing the praise of the Lord. You give him the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read Psalm 118 here. And then the Lord's going to have me say a few things. Psalm 118. I'm going to read a few verses in Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth. Hallelujah. Endureth for a season? Endureth for just today? Oh, his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel and GMI now say that his mercy. Come on. Let the GMI church now say, his mercy endureth. Come on, say it with me. His mercy endureth forever. Amen. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. You know, the Lord, he said, you know, oh, I know, you know, one time he said concerning somebody that he said, you know, this is a man, you know, that I'm going to call my friend. He said, I know him because he's going to command his children to follow me. And he also looked at one man one time and said, I know this man, you know, his heart is after me, so I'm going to choose his throne to sit upon, you know, and so forth like that. So let the house of GMI Church that's in here this morning, let them say one more time again with me, the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. Hallelujah. He says, let them that fear the Lord now say his mercy endureth forever. You know, you can never say that enough. I called upon the Lord. I know all about that. I called upon the Lord in my distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Oh yes, he said the Lord is on my side and so forth like that. I will not fear. What shall men do unto me? Let me jump to verse 13 here. You know, So he turned around and he talked to his enemy too. You know, he'll talk to the Lord some and then he'll talk to the enemy and so forth. So, you know, I'm going to talk to the devil here this morning a little bit, you know, but most of the praise, you know, all the praise will go to the Lord and so forth. You know, we won't give the devil too much attention. But here's what we're going to say to him. Thou hast thrust sore at me. Amen. The devil, he will push at you, boy. And he will come at you on all sides. The Bible says we are buffeted on all sides. We are distressed, we are perplexed on all sides, but we are not cast down. Yeah. Amen. Oh yes, sir, the devil has come against me, thrust so at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. Yes. Amen. Is that somebody's testimony in here this morning? Yeah. Oh yes, I can tell you, that's my testimony in here this morning. Oh, the devil, he come against his church too. Oh boy, you're going to hear something about it, you know, in the town hall meeting if you hang around after this service, you know. And the Lord is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. Oh my goodness. Oh, praise the name of the Lord for that. Praise the name of the Lord for that. He said the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. And the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Oh my. Now let me jump here onto verse 19. Open unto me. Okay, now that's David now. He's now getting bold. You know, because he got that praise. So now he's getting bold. You know, he said, open unto me the gates of righteousness. Oh my, that I may go into them and I will praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. So, you know, let the gates open up. And let's go in this morning and let's give glory to God. And not only when you are in church, but more so in your personal lives. Oh, because it's good and it's easy to shout the victory when you're in the midst of others. You know, but when the devil blindsides you, on Monday or Wednesday, he comes against you, you know, something like that you were not expecting. Are you still going to praise the name of the Lord? Are you still going to give the glory to the God that lives in heaven? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Say, oh yes, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and I become my salvation. Now listen to this. The stone now, which the builders rejected, it's become the headstone of a corner. This is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. How many of you know that this is the Lord's doing? Oh yes, even this little church is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. The devil has not made a day. So let's not give the devil, you know, any light of day. Amen. Amen, people? Yeah. Let's give all the glory to God. To God be the glory. This is the day which the Lord has made. Will we rejoice, sir? And we will be glad in it. Can you say praise the name of the Lord? There was a story in the Bible of a man. His name was called King Nebuchadnezzar. And you can read his story in Daniel chapter 3 and 4 and so on. You know, and he achieved great things in life, but he did not give the glory to God. Oh, so, you know, some of you may know the story, you know, but because he did not give the glory to God and all that, you know, the Bible says that by the decree of the holy watchers, and by the word of the holy ones, he was brought down for 7 years. They put him down. You know, he became like a monkey. That's right. You know, he went in the bush. You can read that story. I don't have time to read all of it. And then for 7 years, he had whiskers growing out of his mouth like a cat. And all of these things. And he grew tail like a monkey and looked, you know, ate all the grass and so forth, you know, and so forth like that. And he dwelt with, you know, he was almost ruled the whole kingdoms of the world at that time. But he didn't give the glory to God, and God brought him down. The Bible says, until thou know that the King of heaven rules in the affairs of men. And until you know that he gives it to whoever he will. And until you know that God stands alone. And there is no one in his league. Oh yeah, you know. And Daniel, he pleaded with him. He said, look, you know, why not break off your sins by righteousness and do all of these things and look unto the Lord and humble yourself and so forth. Maybe peradventure God will have mercy. But he didn't listen. You know, he didn't listen at all. You know, so, so what did he do? You know, he walked up and down in his palace. You know, one day, the Bible says, on such a day, you know, he walked up and down, you know, up and down in his palace. And he said, is this not the palace that I have built by the excellency of my majesty? Is this not the things that I have accomplished by the glory of my own power? And but the Bible says, while the word was yet in his mouth, by the decree of the holy watchers. See, God doesn't even have to lift a finger. He's already got the holy watchers that take care of his business. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You better give some glory to God in here this morning. The Bible says, while the word was still in his mouth, as he was bragging and walking up and down and striding in there, oh yes, that which was decreed, it fell upon him. And he went to the bush. They drove him away because he turned and looked like a monkey all of a sudden. And looked like an animal. So they got rid of him real quick. He went in the bush for 7 years. So finally, at the end of the 7 years, that God might make known to all the people that will read this story later on, that God, he dwelleth not only in the heavens, but he ruleth in the affairs of men upon the earth. See, so he did that, and he brought back his senses unto him. And so listen to his testimony, finally, in chapter 4 of Daniel. He said in verse 2, he said, I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God has wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion, is from generation to generation. Hallelujah. So he recounted the story of everything that happened to him and so forth, and all of that and so on, and they told him everything. And he told them, all the story that happened to him and so forth. But let's jump to verse 34 and read his testimony at the end of it. That's in that whole chapter of chapter 4, you can read all about him, all the things I just told you. But let's read his testimony at the end of how, everything, when he finally came to his senses. Verse 34. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High.
Hallelujah.
That's what you should have done in the first place. And I praised and honored him that liveth forever and ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from everlasting, generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing before him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't care what they are or who they think they are. They are nothing now before the Lord. Because he taketh up the house as a dust. Oh my, that's how great he is. One word from him and they are gone. Amen. But because of his mercy and his long suffering, he has been good unto everyone. Praise the name of the Lord. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And no man, no one can say unto him, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh yes, no one can stay his hand, and no one can say unto him, what doest thou? Because he does all these things, and he is so great. So finally, here's what he said. At the same time, my reasoning returned unto me, and the glory of my kingdom and so forth, my honor and brightness, and my counselors, they look for me again and all that. So he told them, and verse 36, he said, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways are judgment. And here is what he finally found out. And those that walk in pride, he is able, not only able, and he'll do it too. He is able to abase. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
But one time the Lord, he challenged Israel when they thought were so popped up. He said, well, you guys think you are something? Well, why don't you look to everyone that is proud and bring him down like I can? And they couldn't do it. But the Lord can do it. He giveth grace to the humble. Hallelujah. If you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, if you give them the glory in your life and everything and so forth, oh my, he will lift you up. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, that was one man that did not give glory to God at the right time. So he learned his lesson, and so forth. But let's see some people here that gave glory to God in Revelation chapter 4. And let's give God all the glory here this morning. Oh yes, to God be the glory. Amen? And somebody say that with me this morning. To God be the glory. Revelation chapter 4. Let's see how, here how they gave the Lord all of the glory. I'm going to read just two verses because I want to wrap this up very quickly. Revelation chapter 4 verses 10 and 11 is all I'm going to read. Hallelujah. And the 24 elders. Now these are the 24 elders around the throne. Fell down before him that sat on the throne. Oh yes, to him that sits on the throne. Hallelujah. And they worship, oh my, him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast their crowns down before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive the glory. That's what we're talking about this morning. Thou art worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things. Oh yes, and for thy pleasure, even the wicked, for the day of trouble, the Bible says, you know, and for thy pleasure and for thy praise they are and were created. They cast their crowns before the throne. They put down all their achievements. They came down. Even Paul said, I count all my achievements as dung. There's another word for that, but I won't say it. I count all my achievements as dung. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so that, you know, I may win the excellency of the glory of the Christ. Oh my. We want to give him all the glory in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I love this next story that I want to share with you, and I'm going to close with that, you know, as we give him the glory and the praise this morning. I love this next story. Of course, you know, I love to preach about David, you know, up and down this place. I preach sideways, upside down, every kind of way about David. You know, I love this story. So let's turn to Samuel chapter 6, 2 Samuel. Chapter 6, this is the story I'm going to close with this morning, 2 Samuel chapter 6, and let's see the story of David. Now, I'm going to, paraphrase, you know, the story for you and so forth like that, but it's a very interesting reading, you know. I know sometimes some of you like some good stories, you know, so let's tell you a good story in here this morning. So this is David, you know, and David is going to rejoice, and he's going to praise the Lord, and somebody is going to come up against him, and you know, and then we're going to see what happens here. So let's see what happens in 2 Samuel chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 14. We won't read all of it, you know, just for brevity. Let's start at verse 14 of 2 Samuel chapter 6. Now, of course, you know, any time that David, he knows that the ark is coming back, he's going to rejoice. You know, let me start at verse 13. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone six paces. Oh yes. So they were bringing the ark back. You know, and he had given commandment and so forth like that. You know, and as soon as they went just a little bit, he began to, you know, make offering and to dance and to praise the name of the Lord. And verse 14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Because David is going to give the glory to the Lord. You know. And remember, David, you know, he was the king. And he was decked with the royal, you know, garments and so forth. And had a crown. And he had all of that. He got rid of the crown.
Hallelujah.
You know. He got rid of the, you know, all of these things and so forth like that. You know, he got them, you know. He said, hey man, I now praise the name of the Lord. So David and all his house, you know, they brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting. Now. And with the sound of a trumpet. Woo! My goodness. When you hear some of the goodness of the Lord that God has done for GMI, maybe some of you will shout too. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh yes. You know, we are shouting, we are rejoicing, and so forth like that. And you know, as you know, we're going to have this town hall meeting right after this, this and so forth. And you know, at the time that I picked this date and said it, you know, moved it a couple of times and so forth, I did not realize it then, you know, but today, November the 8th, 2009, is the exact 4-year anniversary of, you know, you may say 4-year, that's right, 4-year anniversary of Gospel Missions International, the corporation, the Arizona Corporation. Now, of course, that's the day that I was registered here in Arizona. You know, we didn't start the church until 1 year later, but that's the official date. Amen? I didn't even know the date at the end, but I looked it up yesterday. I said, wow, you know, the Lord, he knows all things. So, you know, so we have reason to praise the name of the Lord. Now, so David, he was dancing before the Lord, and so forth like that. And here's what's going to happen. This is the interesting part. You know, and so, you know, Mike, you know, Michal, you know, Saul's daughter and so forth, you know, was married to David. So as they brought the ark of the Lord into the city of David, you know, Michal, Saul's daughter, she looked through a window and saw the king David leaping and dancing before the Lord. You know, David, you know, I mean, he was the king, but he threw up the crown and all of this stuff, and he was going. Man, he was dancing. You know, he was dancing. So anyhow, Michal looked at him and said, "My goodness, are you the king or what? What a disgrace. You messed up. I mean, look at you. You're supposed to be the king already." Amen. You know, let's see what David said unto her. Oh, because I love this exchange here between David and Michal, the son of, the daughter of Saul. You know, so when she looked at him and all of that, and she despised him in her heart. Oh, yeah, you know, but David didn't care. You know, and they brought the ark into the house of the Lord and set it in its place and so forth. And David, he danced some more and he gave some offerings and he shouted the victory and he was so glad because of the great things. Verse 20. Then David returned, you know, to bless his own household. You know, after he blessed the Lord, he came back to bless his household and so forth. You know, so Michal is going to go up against him now and say, you know, so Michal, you know, she went up against him, you know, the daughter of Saul, and came to meet David and said, "How glorious!" She said it with a tongue in a cheek, you know. "How glorious was the king of Israel this day! You know, that he uncovered himself, you know, today in the eyes of the handmaids and the servants, I mean, and became as one of the vain fellows and so forth." I mean, the king, imagine you, king of Israel, dancing like a fool in the streets, you know, and becoming like a vain person in the streets and so forth. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and David said, "Is that a fact?" Yeah. David said to her, he said, "It was before the Lord."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And he proceeded to tell her, you can read that verse 21, pretty much what David is saying is, amen, "Where was your father's house when he chose me to be the king?"
Amen.
David saw, you know, the Lord saw your father's house there, but he bypassed him and chose me to be the king. Therefore, will I bless the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody. And moreover, David said, "You have seen nothing yet. If you think I was like a vain fellow, what are you going to do? I'm going to be even more base. I'm going to belittle myself before the Lord. Because he is the Lord. And he chose me instead of your father's house." Hallelujah! And of course, read the rest of the story. The Lord was angry with that woman. She became barren and so forth. You know, so you better don't say anything when you see somebody shouting the victory. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. You better don't despise somebody that's getting down before the Lord. I love to get down. Do you? Oh yes, I love to praise the name of the Lord. So David, he danced and shouted the victory and so forth like that. And he said, "Oh, it was before the Lord. And I'm going to do, if you think that was base, listen to what he said in verse 22. And I will yet be more vile than this. And I will be base in my own sight. And even in the sight of these handmaids and so forth, I don't care whether they are my subjects or anything, I'm the king. When it comes to praising the Lord, I'm going to praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to give him some glory and some praise." Come on, let's stand to our feet in here this morning. Stand to your feet in here this morning. And let me see if there's somebody that can give the Lord some praise and some glory in the house this morning. Can somebody praise the name of the Lord this morning? Can somebody shout the glory of the Lord? To God be the glory this morning. To God be the praise here this morning. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise in here this morning. Give the Lord the glory in here this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Give the Lord the praise in here this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you some of the reasons why you ought to praise the name of the Lord. You know, hallelujah. What maketh you to think that you are better than anybody else? Every week, we go out to the homeless shelters, and we see the people, especially in this winter time, we see them sleeping on the out on the streets. No blankets and nothing. And they sleep like that throughout the cold and so forth. And many of them don't even have a decent meal and so forth. I mean, and look at you. I mean, you've got the goodness of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, you've got your job. Amen. You've got a house. Amen. And maybe you're having some little challenges. So what? Amen. You know, won't you praise the name of the Lord for his goodness? Won't you give him the praise?
Glory.
And the glory in here this morning. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes. In fact, some evil things have happened to others around you, but it hasn't come near you. You know, and so forth like that. Why don't you shout and praise the name of God? Oh yeah, why don't you give him some praise in here this morning? For all of his goodness and for all of his mercies, sir. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh yes, lift up your hands and bless his name. Oh yes. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let's sing that to God be the glory again. To God be the glory. Everybody now. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. To God, oh, be the glory. To God, be the glory. To God, be the glory for the things he has done with his blood. With his blood he has saved me, and with his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood, with his blood, he has saved me, and with his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Some of you should be in the hospital this morning, you know, but he has delivered your eyes from tears. He has delivered your soul from the grave. He has delivered your feet from falling and slipping. He has pulled many of you out of the miry clay. He reached down when nobody else cared for you. He pulled you out by his own power. He raised you. By his power, he has raised you. Oh yes, sir. Why don't you give him some praise here this morning? Give him some praise here this morning. Give him the praise that is due unto his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise as a church. GMI Church praises the name of the Lord. He, hallelujah, has done great things. He has done marvelous things. This is the doing and this is the work of the Lord. And we glorify his name. Oh, hallelujah, this morning we praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We praise the name of the Lord Jesus. I want the praise team come up here and sing. You deserve the glory. Come up here and sing that deserve the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of the Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. Everybody, praise the name of the Lord here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord here this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.